This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party today. Party's national returning officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it as the largest party in the world. The Prime Minister underscored that Mr. Naveen possesses youthful energy and extensive experience in organizational work, and that will be very beneficial for every worker of the party. Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that for the past several months, from the smallest unit of the organization to the election of the national president, the entire process has been carried out in a completely democratic manner.
BJP ek samskar hai. BJP ek parivar hai. Hamare yahan मेंबरशिप से भी ज्यादा रिलेशनशिप होती है. बीजेपी एक ऐसी परंपरा है जो पद से नहीं प्रक्रिया से चलती. हमारे यहां पदभार एक व्यवस्था है और कार्यभार ये जीवन भर की जिम्मेदारी है. हमारे यहां अध्यक्ष बदलते हैं लेकिन आदर्श नहीं बदलते.
The Supreme Court today expressed displeasure over former Union Minister Menaka Gandhi's remarks criticizing apex court orders in the stray dog issue. The apex court said that she has committed contempt of court. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria said that the former minister has made all kinds of remarks against everyone without even thinking. The bench said it was not initiating contempt proceedings against the former union minister because of the court's magnanimity. On the 13th of this month, the top court had said that it will ask states to pay a heavy compensation for dog bites incidents and hold dog feeders accountable for such cases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the rise of India's textile sector. Sharing an article written by Union Minister Giriraj Singh for a national daily in a social media post, Mr. Modi talked about the transformation of the textile sector from a traditional legacy industry into a powerful job-creating and people-centric engine of growth. It noted that the sector reflects the true spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat by strengthening domestic manufacturing. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today inaugurated the Mahadev Desai Library Extension and released the book Age of Enlightenment, Mahatma Gandhi's Vision in New Delhi. The Vice President released this book while visiting the Harijan Sevak Sangh at the Gandhi Ashram in the national capital. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said libraries are instruments of social transformation. He added that knowledge shapes character, conscience and social responsibility. In Jammu and Kashmir, several persons were detained for questioning as a massive search operation to flush out terrorists entered the third day in the upper reaches of Kishtwar district today. Security forces are trying to identify the overground workers who assisted the terrorists. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the operation was launched in Sonar village near Mandral, Singapura in the Chaturu belt on Sunday, leading to a gunfight that left one paratrooper dead and seven others injured. Department of Posts has revamped its ATM infrastructure with activation of 887 ATMs across the country. The Communications Minister said that this initiative is especially beneficial for people living in rural and underserved areas. The ministry added that it also supports the government's vision of ensuring financial inclusion through digital transformation. Enforcement Directorate today conducted search operations at 21 locations across Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The searches were conducted in connection with the misappropriation of gold and other temple assets relating to Sabarimala temple. In Pakistan, 28 people have died in the fire at a shopping plaza in Karachi with another 80 missing today. Police Surgeon Sumaya Syed confirmed that so far 28 bodies have been brought to the Jinnah and Civil Hospital since Saturday night. And in the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians in a league match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara at 7:30 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.